Good morning. Welcome to our day of exegetical reflection. The schedule is before you. It's on the brochure inside for the symposium, and so you're aware of that. I do feel the need to make one explanatory comment, and that is the day was planned before the daily chapel time was changed. So chapel, our daily chapel is now at 11:10, and it conflicts with the schedule. Apologies went out to the Dean of Chapel, and I already confessed my sins to God, so I figure if Kent Burrison and the Holy Trinity forgive me, then I'm in good shape. Thank you for laughing. That was kind of supposed to be a joke, so I'm kind of warming up the crowd here for you, Dr. Carson. I'd like to ask, actually, Dr. Reed Lessing to come up. Reed is the director of the graduate school. He wants to make a couple of announcements and just offer some helpful information for just a second about the graduate school. Dr. Lessing.
Good morning, and on behalf of the graduate school, I welcome all of you as well. Since we are featuring our day of exegetical reflection and someone of the stature of Dr. Don Carson, I've been asked to speak very briefly about our PhD program in biblical studies at Concordia Seminary. We are happy to feature this as a ministry of our campus community. I also want to publicly announce some of the great successes that we have had within the last several years in terms of graduates of our PhD program in biblical studies. Dr. In-Hee Cho is a 2008 graduate of our Biblical Studies program, an assistant professor at Concordia University College in Alberta, Canada, and has received notice that her dissertation has been positively reviewed for publication in Brill's Novum Testamentum Supplement Series. Her dissertation is titled Beyond Appearance, Irony, and the Death of Jesus in the Matthean Passion Narrative. Dr. Jeffrey Gibbs is the thesis advisor, so we are very pleased that In-Hee has been able to advance her vocation in this way. Also a 2010 PhD graduate, Dr. Jeff Brickle, whose dissertation is Oral Design and Coherence in the Prologue of 1 John, has also been accepted for publication in the ESCO series of Continuum Press. Dr. Brickle is with us this morning, and we are pleased to announce his major accomplishment, and Dr. Bruce Schuckert, who is seated below, is Jeff's dissertation advisor. Also with us this morning would be Dr. Kevin Golden, who's a 2010 graduate of our PhD program in Biblical Studies. He is awaiting word from T&T Clark on the publication of his dissertation in their series Library of Hebrew Old Testament Studies, formerly JSOT. His dissertation is titled The Waves of Deluge Intertextuality in the Book of Jonah, and I had the privilege of helping Kevin along those lines. If any of you are interested in our PhD program in Biblical Studies, we have a vibrant program, and I'd be delighted to talk with you during today's breaks. Thank you very much.
During the course of the day, we will have several pauses for special announcements. I wanted to alert you to one of them. At 12:15, or maybe just a couple of minutes before that, we'll have a very brief but important and wonderful presentation to Dr. Andrew Steinman, who teaches at Concordia, formerly River Forest, now Chicago. Dr. Steinman, Andy, wave your hand, has just recently completed the Ezra-Nehemiah volume in the Concordia Commentary Series, and so we'll have a special brief presentation for him right before lunch. And also mention that Dr. Steinman will be over in the seminary bookstore signing copies of Ezra-Nehemiah, and I think, Andy, signing them in Aramaic, is that correct? That would be great, yeah, good. Well, I'd like to introduce our speaker for today, Dr. D.A. Carson. He is, as you know, a prolific author and not only a writer of many things, but one who writes on many levels, from the highest scholarly work as well as books and articles for lay Christians. His PhD is from Cambridge University in 1975, and I believe he has served on the faculty of Trinity Evangelical Divinity School since 1978. I could have listed a long summary of his achievements. I thought I would do a little bit more of a personal introduction, even though we really haven't met all that often. But my first exposure to Dr. Carson's work was when I stumbled across a first edition copy of Exegetical Fallacies in the Christian bookstore in Portland, Oregon. And I thought this would be interesting, and in fact, it was, and transformative in my thinking about biblical hermeneutics and language and interpretation. I next encountered his commentary on Matthew, which was published initially, at least, in Volume 8 of the Expositor's Bible Commentary. And I have to say it was the first commentary on Matthew that I encountered that was exhibiting both a scholarly rigor and yet a clear devotion to an authoritative scripture and to scripture which testifies to Jesus as the Christ and the Son of God. What I'm saying to you is that our speaker today is not just a man of intellect and achievement, but that he is a Christian scholar, one who sees himself and is happy to be, in fact, a called servant of Christ, who has sought by grace, everything is by grace, to carry out his labors in order to encourage the church and to defend the faith. So I'm extremely happy to ask you to join me in welcoming Dr. D.A. Carson.